fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Your Saturday mailbag. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Today podcast. Big thanks right off the bat to Heath Cummings for pinch hitting today. He is at home in his Royals World Series t-shirt. I hope that ages well, because I'm thinking another 20, 25 years before they remake a shirt like that.
I'm sorry your team lost, Adam. Maybe one day you'll get to experience the joy of winning a world championship.
One day. Well, someday, hopefully soon.
And were you an adult the last time the Yankees won a championship?
Was I an adult? What age would an adult be? 21?
I personally think you're an adult at 18.
Yeah. I was 25 the last time they won a championship. Yeah.
I thought you were 25 now.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's always a compliment these days. Hey, listen, enjoy the ultimate football watching experience. That would be Xfinity X1. You can now get live CBS Sports fantasy football stats in the same place you watch your games. Very cool. Learn more at xfinity.com/sports. That is xfinity.com/sports. All right, we don't have much time today because I have to get to a wedding, which is why Heath is joining me instead of David Jamie, and I do appreciate it. Today is Heath's off day, so this is good stuff from him. Let's do the emails and tweets. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. You can also follow Heath on Twitter at Heath Cummings Sr., at Heath Cummings SR. I am at Adam Azer, AIZER. Joe in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. 12-team, 2-quarterback league. Championship is in week 17. Yeah. Quarterbacks are Brady and Breeze. It's pretty good. 6-1 right now, first place. But the Patriots are notorious for benching their starters after they've clinched a playoff spot. Should I trade away Brady to avoid potentially him sitting in week 7? He's not going to sit in week 16, but week 17. What do you think?
I don't think that's a terrible idea. I would guess he's not going to play a full game in week 17. Almost assuredly.
I don't know. I don't know that they're going to run away with the AFC. Because, like, yeah, they're probably going to run away with the division. But there's a good chance they're playing for home field in week 17.
I don't know that there really is, personally. I don't. No? But I'm the same guy that didn't think the Patriots were going to lose a game this year. And if you asked me right now, how many more games will the Patriots lose, my answer would still be zero.
Okay. By the way, this is an important note. Josh Norman is expected to play. So what are you doing with Dez Bryant in your rankings, Heath?
I will drop him a little bit, but I don't know how far you really want to drop Dez against Josh Norman, who is healthy enough to play at least. But that's about it. Looking at my rankings right now, I've got, like, at 17, I've got Alshon. I can't imagine I'd drop him that low. 13, 14 is where I have the Minnesota wide receivers now. I can't imagine I'd drop him that low. So maybe somewhere in the 10, 11 range.
Okay, it's interesting. You know, I gave a stat yesterday, but no number one receiver has more than 5 fantasy points against the Redskins in standard scoring leagues. Oh, will be tough for Berdez. I guess it's just hard to bench him this week. Crappy
it's
week.
It's just not like how comfortable do you feel with the Minnesota wide receivers?
Yeah, I mean, not. You know, I don't feel good about Thielen when Diggs plays, which I expect.
How do you feel about the Oakland wide receivers?
Well, to answer your first question, I feel pretty good about Diggs. Like, if Diggs were fully healthy, I would say start him over Dez.
I would agree with that.
I don't know that I could do that with... Yeah.
Right. You feel comfortable that Crabtree or Cooper's a better play than Dez against Buffalo?
No, I guess not.
No. What about Alshon or Aguilar?
No. I mean, like, my gut tells me that Aguilar will have a better game than Dez, but I don't know that I'd rank it that way.
Right. Yeah. So it's a difficult week.
Yeah. All right, this is from Jimmy. Deion Lewis or Nelson Aguilar?
I believe I would go with Nelson Aguilar.
All right, Alex from north of the border. Dear, some combination of Adam, Dave, Heath, and Jamie. Having some trouble setting my flex between Deion Lewis and Tevin Coleman this week, half PPR. I also have Wendell Smallwood. Lewis, Coleman, or Smallwood, half PPR?
I do not have Smallwood ranked in the same place as those other two guys. And is the point where Jamie and I would do our weekly argument over Wendell Smallwood. Like, I understand why Jamie is excited about the possibility of Wendell Smallwood. He has mostly not been good.
Yeah.
He has one good game running the ball this season and like two in his career, maybe three.
Yeah, but all right, go on.
He has two games in his entire career with more than two catches.
This is his best chance for opportunity, I think is what it comes down to for Dave and Jamie.
Yeah, sure. But that's more of a speculative play, in my opinion, and not like I feel pretty confident. I know Tevin Coleman is going to get 10-plus touches and be good with them.
So that's your answer?
Deion Lewis. Yeah, Coleman would be my answer. Lewis would be my second choice. Smallwood's behind them.
Okay. Now, Alex from North of the Border also says, P.S., remove the blue Bean Boozles. Toothpaste is a weak punishment.
Yeah. What was the feedback on the Bean Boozles? I was very skeptical, and I didn't want to say anything beforehand, but I was very skeptical with how that was going to play over the podcast. If we had video of it, they could see our faces. Sure, that might be fun.
Mostly good.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Mostly good. It was a little bit of a letdown for me, to be honest. I was hoping like you guys would be like ready to gag, and it just didn't.
Yeah, happen. I don't. There's nothing. The size of the beans and the fact that I just kept getting toothpaste really wasn't that big a deal.
Maybe it has to be like three Bean Boozles of the same flavor. You know,
all at once.
Yeah, all at once.
That would
be strange.
No,
but that's not really the game.
Yeah, I don't think this is gonna. Really,
okay.
Whatever.
All right, this is from Chuck. Hey, some combination of insert four relevant people from pop culture here. Who is more droppable, Matt Breida or Devontae Adams?
Easily Matt Breida for me.
This is from George. Falcons DST or Panthers DST?
I kind of feel like they're very similar plays this week.
I don't know how this is even a question.
Yeah, because you think it's easily the Falcons.
Yeah, it's the Falcons.
The Falcons DST, I have the Falcons ranked a couple spots higher. The Falcons DST has been pretty terrible this year, though.
Has the Panthers been? Yeah, I guess the Panthers haven't been that bad, right?
Panthers have been good, and both of them are on the road. You're just hoping that you get interceptions.
Right. Or
so.
Sacks,
I agree with you, Falcons, but it is close for me.
Okay.
Then again, I had the Dolphins ranked 10th, and that was great. Zero.
Where'd you have the
Ravens?
Where'd you have the Ravens?
You know where I had the Ravens. You brought this up, and then you first off, you talk about
second.
Where I have the Ravens
second.
Ranked, and then you said, but Heath, why? And I explain it. Well, Heath's really the only one. That's more of a Heath play. He's the only one that likes him.
Did the other guys have? No, they had. Well, Jamie had him 8th. Dave had him 15th. I couldn't have said you were the only one who liked him. Did I?
You kind of scoffed at me for having them second.
I don't think I scoffed at you. I just made it a Heath play.
We'll check the tape. It's okay.
We can check the tape.
I've got receipts.
Congratulations. Now,
nice.
But you should have had him first. So what's up with that?
Wait till you see what the Vikings do.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. This is from Jake from the hometown of a former Princeton wide receiver turned tight end. Who is that?
Princeton. So Princeton wide receiver turned tight end.
Seth DeValve. Give me a break.
Seth DeValve is pretty good.
Who knows where he's from anyway? Come on now. The question, Bilal Powell or Theo Riddick in PPR? Ugh. Go with Seth DeValve. But no, Powell or Riddick?
I'm going with Riddick. Really strange last week. Even with Powell healthy, they gave the passing work to Forte, but that's what I have to expect this week.
Dan from a small town in southwestern Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh.
Dear Dennis Mack. Sure. Dennis Mack, Frank D, and Charlie. Dennis Mack, Frank D, and Charlie. You don't watch enough TV, do you?
Probably not.
This is
always
sunny.
I'm busy doing podcasts on my off day.
Oh, this is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Is that where he's from? No. Philadelphia can't
be. Philadelphia is in the east side.
That can't be south.
And it's not a small town. It's a big city.
Definitely not. Small town, Pittsburgh. Half PPR, Hopkins or Mixon?
I'm going to go with Mixon. Every time I say his name, it's like Beetlejuice. I'm scared to death.
Mixon over Hopkins? Okay. This is from Jeff. Is Alex Collins an RB2 rest of season in standard scoring leagues?
Yeah, I would say so. Very, very low end. He's going to give you some, like, maybe he'll score a touchdown once, but he's going to give you a lot of 6 and 7 point performances, and then maybe one or two, maybe three more like last night.
All right, Nick from Long Island, grade the trade. Give up Jordy and Jay Ajayi. Jordy and Ajayi get Antonio Brown and Aaron Jones.
Oh, my gosh. A plus.
A plus?
Yes.
Is it a big running back downgrade from Ajayi to Aaron Jones?
I don't know if Ajayi is even a running back anymore. He's a falling back.
A falling back. He's been a bit more of a catching back lately.
So that helps. Yes. I believe it's going to be a downgrade.
Okay. Now, let's pause that and talk about something that's happening off the air, or sort of off the air now. Do you have the emails, or are you just listening to my questions?
I am just listening to your questions, and it's very difficult.
I can imagine, but I sent you the notes this morning. I have receipts.
You have receipts. Okay. Well, did you send two different emails that both said notes?
No, this one says mailbag notes, and it's sent at 7:45 a.m. on Friday morning.
Oh, 7:45. I'm just so used to getting it at, like, 2 minutes before we go on air that I hadn't looked that far back in my email.
There,
sorry, it's my off day.
All prepared. All prepared. All right, we're even on the receipts. All right, so here we go. Let's go to Richard from a big city in North Carolina.
Big city in North Carolina, Raleigh.
Grade the trade, PPR. Give up Diggs. Get Jerick McKinnon and Kelvin Benjamin for Diggs. McKinnon and Benjamin for Diggs.
I think that's a solid B plus.
Grade the trade from Scott. We're gonna do more starter sit in a little bit, but this is grade the trade, PPR. Tough one. Give up Chris Thompson. Actually, it's not that tough. And Adam Thielen. Get Melvin Gordon in PPR. Thompson and Thielen for Gordon.
Ooh.
Is it tough?
That is interesting. This may be determined by the size of the league. In a 10-team league, it's an A. In a 12-team league, I'd probably still give it like a B.
Okay.
And anything deeper, it's a C at best.
All right. From Jonathan, grade the trade. My Ertz and Amendola for Jordan Reed and Lamar Miller. He needs a running back upgrade, so he gives up Ertz and Amendola. He gets Reed and Lamar Miller.
I don't hate it. Solid C.
Solid C. All right. Here's an email from one of our listeners named Larry. This is a real email, no fabrication. Larry says, thanks for recommending Draft. I'm totally hooked. I do roughly 50-plus drafts per week. That's pretty hardcore, Larry. Thank you. And I'm telling you, people, our listeners love the draft. They've been using our promo code FF today when they sign up, and they're getting a free entry into a draft, and then they keep on playing. The promo code, though, is FF today. I've already done about 5 drafts as of Friday morning with our listeners, and it took me probably a total of 10, 12 minutes. Now I'm playing one-on-one drafts with listeners. Those are quicker, obviously, but you can play in drafts with up to 10 people, and the more people, the more fun. I like about 4 or 5 people. But you're doing snake drafts, and just for the week. So if you think Joe Mixon's a top 8 running back this week, you can draft him as such, or prioritize a different position maybe. If you think that running back is deeper than wide receiver, whatever you think, you know, you change your draft board. You make the call, you make the draft picks, and the drafts are quick, and they're fun, and you can win some money on drafts. Drafts start at just $1, and they start every couple of minutes, so you can start drafting right now. All new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. You have to use our promo code FF today. Search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com. Come play for free with promo code FF today. All right, here's an email. Ooh, I don't have a name here. You want to give me a name? Oh, no, I got it. It's James from San Francisco Bay Area City.
A San Francisco Bay Area city. Well, I think San Francisco is in the Bay Area.
It just says a city in the San Francisco Bay Area.
I'd say San Francisco.
All right. For those who have a pretty good chance of making the playoffs, which non-heavily owned DST would you pick up ahead of time to stash for the playoffs? Now, in preparation, in advance, I looked at schedule grid, and I found some DSTs that have good matchups in weeks 14, 15, and 16, at least two of those 3 weeks. And I found Baltimore, which is Cleveland and the Colts in weeks 15 and 16. Buffalo, which has Indianapolis and Miami in 14 and 15, but then at New England in 16. Carolina has Minnesota, Green Bay, and Tampa Bay. Green Bay has at Cleveland, then at Carolina, then home against Minnesota. Houston has San Francisco, at Jacksonville, and Pittsburgh. And Tennessee is at Arizona, at San Francisco, and the Rams. Baltimore, Buffalo, Carolina, Green Bay, Houston, Tennessee. I know I gave you a lot there, so it's a lot to process, but would you want to...
Yeah, I'm probably just going with Buffalo.
Okay.
I'll take those first two matchups and figure out the championship game later.
Buffalo has Indianapolis in week 14 and the Dolphins in week 15.
Both of those at home in Buffalo in December.
Baltimore is pretty highly owned, but they're at Cleveland in week 15 and home against the Colts in week 16, so that's a DST you want to hang on to. And, yeah, okay, good stuff. Dan, in a town outside of Seattle.
Portland.
Dear Gary, Sean, Ray, and Kevin. Why am
Those
I having trouble?
Are Supersonics.
Yeah, why am I having trouble with the Kevin?
Durant.
Oh, please. Fine.
What do you mean? Oh, please, fine.
Barely. Barely.
Oh, do not. I apologize, Dan, for Adam's insensitivity.
Sorry, Dan. Question from Dan. PPR, flex, Marvin Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Chris Thompson.
It's sounding more and more like Golden Tate is going to give it a run this weekend. It was bad, bad news for Marvin Jones because the only reason I liked him was because of volume. I'm going to go with Chris Thompson.
Doc Steve from Staten Island, New York. My birth town, my birthplace. Did you know that, Heath? Staten Island, New York.
You were born on Staten Island. Isn't that a prison?
I was born in prison, yeah.
That's a lot of information to give us on a podcast.
Staten Island. I think you're thinking of Rikers Island.
Rikers Island, okay. Yeah, well.
Staten Island is a borough of Manhattan.
It's one of the five, borough
of New York City, one of the five boroughs.
They established those back when they had the meeting of the five families, right? Like that, the five families, the five boroughs, those two things go hand in hand?
That can't be true.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, two quarterback league. Are there any current backup quarterbacks that I might want to stash in a two quarterback league?
That's a question that I had not considered.
Yeah.
The answer to.
Jay Cutler. Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. Oh, Teddy Bridgewater for sure. That's a great answer, Adam.
Oh, thank you.
That's probably about it.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Okay, this is from... Oh, this is a good greeting. This is from Paul. Dear Steven, Max, Nils, and Clarence. I'm pretty sure I know what that is.
Yeah, I am pretty sure that I should know what that is.
Oh, I was wrong. I was so wrong. It must be Niles. I think this is the East Street Band.
Okay.
I thought it was Die Hard.
Because
isn't Clarence like the tech guy? And Nils is dead. Isn't that what he says? Oh, that's Die Hard 3. Okay, anyway, the question in PPR. Pick two. Oh, no, pick one. Hyde, Kelly, Abdullah, PPR.
Hyde.
All right, here's from Angry Jason Snyder. Dak or Wentz, rest of season?
Dak.
This is from David Dumas. Carr or Watson, this week and rest of season?
Carr this week. Buffalo's got EJ Gaines out, which I don't know if that actually makes their defense worse, but they're at least going to be playing a backup corner. And I'll take Watson rest of season still.
Okay. How about, this is from Brandon. I'm just looking up Jordan Poyer's, because Gaines is out. Poyer might not play either. There's safety. But he wants to play. He's going to try. It's from Braden. Not Brandon. Rest of season, rank them in standard. Sterling Shepard, Nelson Agholor, Corey Davis, Josh Doctson.
Woo. I don't, like, how do you want me to do this? Guys I'd like to have on my team, or how many fantasy points they score from this point forward? I think that's two different answers.
If they were all on waivers, prioritize them.
Well, if they're all on waivers, I'm picking up Nelson Aguilar because he's the only one I would want to start this week.
Okay, that's fair. Then you have four amazing wide receivers all for next week and on.
Here's how I'll do it. Okay, if I'm ranking them by upside, then I will say Corey Davis is first, followed by Sterling Shepard, then Aguilar, then Doxon. If I'm ranking them by how many fantasy points I think they score the rest of the season, it's Aguilar, Shepard, Davis, Doxon.
Okay, this is from Ad. Chris Thompson or Kamara this week in standard?
Alvin Kamara.
from Stephen Piercy. Long term, Jordan Matthews or Sterling Shepard? Dilly dilly.
Can I confess something?
You don't know what dilly dilly is?
No.
How? Like, do you watch sports?
Yeah.
It's on all the time. It's a Bud Light commercial, I think. And they give the guy, like, there's a king and somebody, they give him gifts.
Okay. Is this on during, like, on NFL Sundays?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it's
okay,
also
I don't
on Monday
ever
night.
Watch commercials during football games.
Monday night, Thursday night?
No.
All right. You should look it up. So there's the king who's sitting at his table and people are giving him gifts and they give him Bud. I think it's Bud Light. And every time somebody gives him a Bud Light, everybody goes, dilly dilly. It's really weird, but it's funny. And when they don't give him a Bud Light, they get sent to the pit of misery.
So if somebody responds to one of my tweets, dilly dilly, that's a positive.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Dilly dilly.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I will say Shepard.
Okay. From Andrew, Kenny Golladay or Snead?
Golladay didn't practice yesterday, right?
I don't think so. That'd be Thursday for us.
On Thursday, Golladay did not practice dilly dilly. And so I will say Willie Snead.
All right.
Willie.
And from Magnus, Tyrod Taylor or Andy Dalton? Standard scoring, he says, not PPR.
Standard scoring.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, I think the reason it matters for quarterbacks.
No, he didn't say standard. He said non-PPR.
Non-PPR. So yeah. we don't know for sure if it's six pass or four points per pass touchdown.
Right.
I'm going to go with Tyrod.
Okay. From Chris, start 2 of 3. Mixon, McKinnon, Diggs. Half PPR.
Mixon and Diggs.
Okay. From Travis, dilly dilly or no dilly dilly? Give Deshaun Watson and AJ Green. Get Phillip Rivers and Le'Veon Bell. He already has Julio and Hopkins, so he's giving up Green and Watson. He's getting Rivers and Bell.
I'm going to go B plus.
So dilly dilly?
Sure.
Yeah. And Dre wants to know if you think he could get a top 15 wide receiver for Jay Ajayi.
There is only one way to find out. I would first get out your pen and your paper or a Word doc, whichever you prefer. And make a list of who you think the top 15 wide receivers are in the NFL and fantasy football for the rest of the season. And then I would go through to each and every owner and offer Jay Ajayi for all 15 of them.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
So see what happens. The guy that has Antonio Brown is going to be annoyed, but you got to start somewhere.
There are 7 days of the week, last I checked. And it's pretty clear. Sundays are the best. You got fantasy football. You got the NFL. And let's combine the two. Don't miss any game action when you're checking your scores and checking out your leagues. Use Xfinity X1. Our listeners will love Xfinity X1. It makes a lot of sense for dedicated fantasy football players. So Xfinity X1 allows you to pull up your scores, weekly projections, roster trends, and other fantasy football tools on your TV screen while you're watching the game. You have a voice remote. You say fantasy football into the remote, and everything you need is right there on one screen. I've mentioned this, that I've actually had the chance to see this product in action, and it's really cool. The second I saw it, I saw a demo, and I was like, okay, this is great. This is perfect for fantasy football owners. So all you got to do is go to xfinity.com/sports, and you can learn more about X1. xfinity.com/sports. All right, Heath, we'll finish it off with some rapid-fire tweets, some start and sit from JML in PPR. Give me two. Jordan Howard, Garcon, Diggs, McKinnon.
Howard and Diggs.
From D. Grimm. Ooh. Thoughts on Macklin in PPR rest of season? I dropped Pryor for Macklin.
I think that's a fine thing to drop him for. I like him as a number 3 wide receiver.
From Dylan in Saskatchewan. Hey, New World Man, Digital Man, Cinderella Man, and the Analog Kid.
Okay.
Yeah, no idea. Although Cinderella Man, one of my favorite movies. You ever seen it?
Yeah, I think I have. Boxing movie, right?
Yeah, great, great movie.
Yeah.
Definitely
so it is a
boxing movie. Yes.
Okay. Have you apologized yet? Did you do that this morning?
I have apologized for Caddyshack.
Okay.
Not for Jerry Maguire.
Well, you're wrong about both, but 51 out of 2 ain't bad.
Why do you think Jerry Maguire is a football movie?
A more important question, do you tip when you stay at hotels?
Depends how many nights.
Okay.
I think more than 2 nights, yeah. Do you?
Okay. It's not really something I've done in the past, no.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
That was not something that was... That may be an East Coast thing. Not sure that happens in the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, I thought the Midwest people were nice.
We are. We just... That hadn't gotten to us yet.
Okay, here's the question from Dylan. I don't like carrying multiple quarterbacks, tight ends, kickers, or DSTs. So if I had to keep one, who would you keep? Watson or Mariota?
I'm going to get crushed for this opinion. Mariota.
Oh, wow. Wow. Delanie Walker or Hunter Henry?
Henry.
Okay, this is from Alec. Bigger upside this week, Chris Thompson or Wendell Smallwood?
Thompson.
From Ryan, Bouvier. Mrs. Bouvier! Aaron Jones or Joe Mixon, rest of season, half PPR?
Mixon.
From... SoCal Fantasy. What are the odds Heath Cummings calls Matt Moore a contrarian play next week against the Raiders?
Pretty high. Pretty high.
Awesome. From Hey Yo Jimmy, would you dump Ty Montgomery if you need the roster space? I need a DST. I don't want to drop the Jaguars. Oh, circling back to this.
Yes, wow. And I have I didn't even put Ty Montgomery on the stash candidates list because he is above everyone I had on that list. I would drop Jacksonville before I would drop Ty Montgomery personally.
Okay. From King Hassan, who do I start at flex in PPR, Demaryius Thomas or Christian McCaffrey? Tough one. Good
that is
matchup for McCaffrey.
That's a very tough one. I'm going to go with Demaryius.
All right. From Dave... Keeper question, when is it a good time to start stashing for next year, and who should I target?
Well, that depends on how many roster spots you have and how competitive you are. Like, if you have a bad team and a deep bench, now is a good time to start targeting for next year.
Anybody you'd target for next year?
Well, the first place I would start are with some guys that have been injured. I mean, the first thing you look at the IR guys and see if anybody has dropped them. I've got a keeper league where I've got Dalvin Cook, I've got Greg Olson, and I've got one other receiver that's on IR. I'm gonna have to drop one of them here pretty soon. So I think you'll see that more and just keep your eyes open for those guys. As far as the younger guys, I was not prepared for this
question.
That's
okay. That's all right. That's on me. No problem. By the way, I think that New World Man, Digital Man, Cinderella Man, and the Analog Kid might be Rush albums. And that might be my least favorite band. I hate Rush. They are the worst. That guy's voice is just...
Like, they're demonstrably not the worst, but I can understand hating them.
Good. Rob wants to know, are trades agreed to over text message binding?
No, unfortunately not. I've had that happen to me before, and it's really frustrating. You should ridicule the guy in front of the league. Thankfully, we have technology now, so you can just take a screenshot on your phone, and if you play on CBS, you can actually upload that image to the league website. If you're the commissioner, even better, you can pin it to the top of the message board so everybody sees it all year long.
That's awesome. All right, from Matt, McKinnon or Jeffrey, PPR?
Alshon.
From Chris, Kamara or McCaffrey, standard?
Kamara.
From Mara. Danny, Kamara. From Danny, gotcha. What's your opinion on bonus plays for big plays?
It's very bad when you're trying to really determine who did the best job of putting, like, whose players had the best day that day.
It's the worst. It's the rush of fantasy settings.
But if it's a setting at the beginning of the year and you know that, I understand the intrigue that it adds. I have one league like that, and I'm okay with it.
It's the worst.
You just draft accordingly. Some players are more likely to have 20-yard plays.
I would have taken Martavis Bryant really early in that league.
Yeah, he would have fit really well with Andrew Luck on your
there you go.
On your bench.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Heath. I appreciate your time, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your off day.
This is the most fun show of the week, and it's just been a pleasure to be here with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Mailbag, and everybody, thank you for contributing. Fantasyfootball at CBSi.com. Listen to Ion Fantasy Football on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern until midnight. That's on CBS Sports Radio or CBSSportsRadio.com. For Heath Cummings, I'm Adam Azer. Say by the bell.
When I wake up in the morning, CBS gives out a warning about a Giants bang up offensive line. Injury to Brandon Cooks, and before I even look, my opponent grabbed his back up off the waiver wire. It's alright, I've got Le'Veon Bell. If the news does a flex, I know I'm in a mess. Well, I better do my homework tonight. Reading Jamie Starter sit, Dave's straight chart is legit. Heath and Adam shared a team, it was a dumpster fire. It's alright.